Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out about the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Commandment number 138. Thou shalt remember that expectations don't always align with reality. When it comes to housemates, I can quite confidently say that I've lived with them all. The school friend who also prematurely fled the coop, the work friend who becomes the best friend, the stoner you frantically found on Flatmate Finder, and the humble acquaintance who turned out to be the absolute worst in existence. But after 11 years spent in the sharehouse churn and burn cycle, there was one species left that I hadn't yet co-inhabited with, the boyfriend. That was until Valentine's Day 2020, the day we moved into an apartment 4 weeks before COVID hit and I lost both of my jobs, all of my income, and most of my marbles. Take a chance on love, they said. It'll be fine, they said. While I can hand over heart say he is without a doubt the best roommate I've ever had, there are some realities that didn't quite align with my expectations.
I feel a bit nervous.
I feel really nervous and weird about this.
I don't think I've ever seen you nervous in my entire life of knowing you.
Yeah, no, maybe not.
Because it's been a hot minute.
It's been like a hot year.
It's actually been a scorching minute, if I'm being quite honest.
Like things have happened.
So many things have happened.
But we are still friends for those wondering at home.
Yeah, because there was a period of time where I didn't really have you on the podcast because it kind of got to that weird point where I started interviewing like experts for some reason.
And you forgot about my expert title. Expert of everything.
And now we are back and I am enlisting the help of your expertise on one topic in particular that I think you will be able to help me out with.
Lay it on me thick.
And that is moving in with your partner, expectations versus reality.
Oh.
Because you've lived with two boyfriends before, hey?
Yes, two boyfriends, but one I basically hated, so.
I was in the car on the way here. I was like, should I go there with the first one? And I was like, no. You actually moved countries for that one too.
Yeah, and that was fine.
Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't. Until...
Which was not long after.
No, it was like 6 months later. But you know, sometimes you just think, if I don't do this, this is just going to annoy me that I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And so I just did it. And then it just annoyed me that I did it. You know?
I get it.
Also, though, I did need an excuse to quit a job at the time.
Perfect.
Fleeing the country was the only one I could come up with.
Because at that time, you were probably too young for maternity leave, which is where my head was at a few months ago. I was like, how can I stop working? Maternity leave.
Yeah. And then still also have a job just in case I need to grovel back. Now, I'm not saying that that's why people take maternity leave.
And I am also not undermining how hard maternity leave is because I know, I get it, all my friends are doing the baby thing and I am stoked for you.
But when you're trying to rationalise reasons or ways to get out of something that won't hurt people's feelings but are acceptable and visibly obvious, it's one that springs to mind.
But also, a less permanent one is moving countries for a boyfriend.
Absolutely. And you know what? You can't travel now, so lucky I did it.
But now.
Now you
have a very grown-up situation. You bought a house with your boyfriend.
I know. I bought a house with my boyfriend. And I don't hate him most of the time. But it
so
has
things
definitely...
are already looking better than the first time.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah. Things are good. We've moved what feels like countries because now I'm in suburban land, which is interesting. I actually saw someone on Friday night who said to me, I cannot see you living in enter suburb. You're so not that person.
But if he saw the house, I think he would take back what he said because it's a beautiful house.
Yeah, it does the trick. But it doesn't, you know, the exterior can be beautiful, but the interior workings of living with someone... A boyfriend.
It's a different story.
It's a different story.
And I mean, we've all had horror housemates before. And a boyfriend's not a horror housemate. They're actually the best kind of housemate. But there are things that you learn along the way.
Yes.
And this is the first boyfriend I've ever lived with. And I think we just hit a year. Yeah, we hit a year in February. So it's been, we've made it past the year hump.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you're living in like quite close quarters. That's the difference between you and I. I'm in a house and you're in like,
A loft apartment. It does have three bedrooms. One of them's an office though, and the second bedroom doesn't have aircon, so it's not really an option to sleep there. Not that you should be sleeping there, but we'll get to that a little bit later.
Expectation. You'll fall asleep spooning every night. Reality. You'll fall asleep spooning a pillow every night because you have the bedtime of a child.
Let's talk about bedtime.
Oh my God.
The biggest compromise I think in my relationship so far has been the time I go to bed. Now, you know that sleep has always been a huge point of contention for me for my whole entire life. There was a period of literally I would say like 29 and a half years where I didn't sleep. I was like nocturnal, except that I didn't sleep in the day.
Yeah you worked.
Like, it just was non-existent.
There were major concerns. It's good that you've turned that corner.
Well, not voluntarily. It's because I was put on antidepressants, which also just so happened to regulate my melatonin, which really helps with your sleep.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I was falling asleep at 9:30 and staying asleep until 5 a.m., which was shocking.
Yeah, I was shocked. Everybody involved.
Yeah. And my life changed because evidently sleep is as important as they say.
Yeah.
It's something you know how they say that? So when I first started dating Damon, we weren't living together, my phone set to that weird bedtime thing where past 9:30 it goes onto airplane mode. So I don't get messages or notifications or anything past 9:30. So he just got used to the fact that I would not text back past 9:30 and we would resume whatever conversation it was at 5 a.m. the next morning, or, you know, whenever he woke up to get the messages. So when we moved in together, the sleep thing was really tough because he has a lot of hobbies and he likes to do them at nighttime. So it would not be uncommon for him to go to bed at like 12, 1 before we lived together. Okay. So for the first couple of weeks when we moved in, and it was all very exciting and still very novelty, I would stay up a little bit later than I, when I say a little bit later than I normally would, I mean like 2 hours later than I normally would.
Okay, so a lot.
A lot. Because it was fun and exciting and we'd cook dinner later and we'd watch Netflix all night and stuff. But then after about 3 weeks, all the cracks were showing, and it wasn't just a crack. It was like the building was falling down.
Yeah. And the cracks were showing on your face because you hadn't slept.
It was irreparable. And we came to a compromise that we would go to bed at 10:30.
Okay. Reasonable.
Which is still late for me, but reasonable.
Yeah.
Because I get myself into one of those mad panics where, because I get up at 5 every day, which you do as well, if I'm in bed by 10:30, I'll be asleep by maybe 11:30-ish. And then I start to panic and I count the clock. I'm like, if I fall asleep now, I'll have 5 hours of sleep. If I fall asleep now, I'll have 4 hours of sleep. And I get really panicked and then I can't sleep more. And then I cry and then I wake him up and then we're all upset.
He's very confused about why we're in this situation. Why are we crying in
bed? So he lucked out. He did.
Yeah.
Big time. Because oftentimes I'll be lying there trying to go to sleep and he is not even close to falling asleep.
See, we have totally opposite situations. I do go to bed early, right? Yeah. Like, I'm in bed by 9:30.
Because you're also a 5 a.m. riser.
Yeah, 5 a.m. riser. Used to be 4, but now I live in Brisbane. I can actually sleep. Again, who knew you actually needed it? But Dean gets up at the same time. However, probably works out 3 to 4 hours more than me in a day. And he's studying, right? So, I mean, I use my brain. I like to think. But I'm like, just go, go, go. And like the stress just gets you through. He's like reading books and doing an assignment and then going for a 3-hour bike ride.
As you do. Training for an Ironman.
That's what happens, apparently. Wouldn't know. Don't care to. We will be on the couch and he will be like in his little blue light blockers, which, P.S., they're mine. And he's just taken them. He'll be sitting on the couch just like half asleep watching maths.
I'm at
like,
what time?
8 o'clock, 8:30. Last night he went to bed at 8 p.m. Sunday night, 8 p.m.
I can only do that if I've heavily medicated myself with a sleeping pill, which I only do, I would say, once a quarter when I really have been lacking for about 2 weeks.
Mm. 2 weeks, yeah, wow, okay. That's a separate subject. But, yeah, so he'll, like, go to bed and then I have to, like, sneak into the room. It's just so annoying.
Yeah.
And then if you make too much noise, it's like, oh, oh, oh. I'm like, oh, sorry. I've woken you up when I've gotten home literally 2 hours ago and you've gone to sleep.
And the ironic thing is, when it's a housemate, you don't give a fuck how loud you are. You actually want to wake them up and piss them off.
Yeah.
But when it's a boyfriend, you're like really considerate of their feelings and you are so selfless in your act of being quiet.
Yeah. But also, yes, but they piss you off so much more. Like if my housemate just went to sleep, I'd be like, good night.
Yeah.
Farewell.
See you later.
But when it's your partner, it's like, are you serious? Are you seriously going to bed?
But then, vice versa, I mean, you probably don't have this problem because you both get up early to train.
Yes.
But my alarm goes off at 5, Damon's at 7. Oh. So then I feel bad because he hears my alarm go off at 5 a.m. Also, though, I lay out all my clothes in the downstairs bathroom the night before. Mm. I even put my pre-workout bottle filled in the bathroom, all my keys, everything the night before.
Oh, my God.
So that I am as quiet as a mouse so I can go downstairs and evacuate. And when I come back into the gym, sorry, back into the house after the gym, he is waking up.
Oh, my God. He is living the dream.
Living the dream.
Dean will actually sleep in a bit, but it shits me to tears the night before. And he's like, can you get all your stuff ready? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I live here. I don't want to get all my shit ready. Yeah. I just want to wake up in the morning, turn on all the lights, make all the noise, put on the clothes.
God, I do miss
and
that.
And go.
I really do miss that.
Rude.
Rude.
Anywho, the worst thing is actually, though, when I've done that and then he gets up before me and his body clock, allegedly, just made him do it.
Fuck off.
Thank you.
That was way harsh, Ty. Okay, I think we all just agree that, like, bedtimes and early rising times, it's a point of contention in every relationship.
Totally.
But it's just something you have to work through on a case-by-case basis.
Or sleep in different rooms, which on occasion...
happens from time to time.
Yeah.
Expectation. You'll cook together every night while drinking wine and listening to music. Reality. Eating a microwave meal alone at 6 p.m. because you can't wait for him to finish cooking at 8 p.m.
Let's talk about cooking.
Oh, God.
So my mum used to feed us dinner really, really early. And when I say really early, I'm talking like 5:30, 6 p.m. every single night for my entire schooling life. Like we've
that
just been
crazy.
early eaters. Early eaters, early sleepers.
That is insane. Like 5:36-ish is early.
So when someone suggests dinner to me at 7:30, I'm like, why are you trying to kill me? Like last week, we went to dinner at Southside and our booking was 8:15.
Oh, you know, that's annoying because you got to work backwards. What time is food landing in front of you?
Oh,
Not till nine.
I cannot even tell you how many pre-dinner snacks I ate. By the time dinner came out, I was so full.
Yeah, because you've like prepped
so
this.
Full.
And you've had your dinner because you eat dinner at 6 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So generally we will eat dinner together. We'll eat the same thing, usually most nights. But as you know, as the listeners know, as we all know, I don't care much for flavor.
Yes.
I'm a same dinner kind of gal. It's either a mussel chef or it's a turkey bowl.
Yeah.
I do not really branch out from those. And you know what? It works for me.
Yeah.
But Damon loves to cook and he is a very, very good cook. And he's also a fan of flavor. So from time to time when he tires bored of turkey bowls and mussel chefs, he will take it upon himself to cook a nice gourmet meal, which is fine for him, but it's not really something I'm interested in eating. He's also not a fast cook. So if he cooks dinner, he'll go to the grocery shop to get the ingredients at about 7:30
p.m.
He'll start cooking at about 8:15.
No.
So I eat dinner before his dinner is even on the stove.
No.
But it's fine because by the time his dinner's ready, my dessert's ready.
Yeah, so,
so we
okay.
still get to eat something together. It's just not the Lady in the Tramp moment that I thought would happen every single night when you lived with a boyfriend.
Yeah, totally. And I actually now I'm having flashbacks of when you moved in originally. So there are a couple of things. Like every night, burly big heads, margaritas. Like it was just so like bougie lifestyle living at home with your boyfriend.
Yep.
And he would cook meals. And I remember this being like a bit of a point of like, you're like, I really... Like, I don't care what it is because no matter how much love you put into that dish, it's not going to be any better than
and
a turkey bowl.
No, and I just do get scared of, like, my tummy reacts to everything. So, you know when you find things that you know won't hurt it?
Yes.
You just stick to what you know?
Yes. Well, no. I'm saying yes. I don't know that, but I've witnessed that through you.
But also, I think it was just... It wasn't a misunderstanding, but I think... That is a big way that he expresses his love. And since it's, you know, it's been a while now, I know his family quite well and they all love to cook as well. So it's something that they've all grown up with. It's like an expression and gesture of their love. Whereas my family, we were like a frozen lasagna and iceberg lettuce kind of family.
Yeah.
Like cooking is not in our blood. It's not in our DNA. So I don't appreciate the concept of someone cooking for me.
Also, that explains why you could have dinner at 6 o'clock every night. It's all making sense. Literally 3 minutes in the microwave.
Beep.
Get it going. We're done.
But you, and I'm asking you this now because you messaged me earlier and said, what time? Because we are having dinner together tonight.
Yes.
So do you have dinner together every night?
Well, yeah, pretty much. Dean, because he's at home all day, this is like his only human interaction apart from maybe the coffee shop. So he likes to have dinner together and he makes dinner. So great.
He's also studying dietetics, so fantastic.
Yeah, good. But he also burns like 6,000 calories a day. So it's annoying to eat with him because he's eating as much food as I would like to throw down my throat, but I can't. I mean, I could, but it could end badly. And he sits the whole time talking about how he just can't eat enough. I'm like... You just can't eat enough.
That is every girl's dream.
I literally can't stop eating.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Side note, I know that you eat a lot of air fried potatoes too. I just have this little quick story segue. Last week I was so hungry and my air fried potatoes were almost ready. And you know how you prod one out with a fork to test if it's ready? I bit into it. It was searing hot. Searing hot. And instead of spitting it out, I swallowed it. But it didn't go down the whole way and it was lodged in my throat but split open. And I eventually got it down and I have never experienced the pain. I had like a full esophageal burn.
Oh,
I had to
gargle
with iced water. And then about 3 hours later, it must have been like a blister had developed and I felt like there was something lodged in my throat and I was trying to swallow and get it down. And I couldn't get it down. And I think it was a blister.
Oh, gross. Air fryers. They're
dangerous.
Not all funny games, guys. But to your point about like issues in the kitchen and things that come out of just the two of you, our biggest issue is that he eats a lot. So now we've kind of tempered that. But when we first started dating, because he eats so much, mine always looks so small. So my meal sizes just progressively got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore... My hips got slightly bigger and bigger and bigger.
I think that's
now
a very common problem, though.
But it sort of shitted me off because I'm like, this isn't even the sort of stuff I would want to eat to put on weight.
Yeah.
You know, like
exactly.
This is vegetables and sweet potato and
so
like chicken.
True. It's like past the Magnum tub.
Exactly. If I'm going to do this, I want to do this.
Properly.
Yeah. I don't want
Absolutely. My
calories to be wasted on veggies. I mean, yum, but I love margaritas more.
Oh, don't we all?
Like guacamole? Anyone?
Had it last night, doll. Had it last night.
Had it three times last week.
Also, side note, the dinner sitting last night was 5:30. Just saying. Early dinners for president.
So much better.
Expectation. That Netflix and chill at the end of the day will be really relaxing. Reality. You can't agree on what to watch, so you pay for all of the streaming services but end up watching YouTube.
Another huge point of contention in everyone's relationship is agreeing on shows to watch together.
Yes. Well, I think it's a huge point of contention in most relationships, but this is where I am actually blessed.
Stop.
Blessed.
See, I don't think I'd be blessed with anybody.
No.
From where I'm at, because I exclusively like to watch things that I've already seen 7,000 times, which I've recently learned is an anxiety thing because I don't like surprises. I like knowing the ending of things.
Interesting.
So my go-tos are Grey's Anatomy, Sex and the City, and Friends. Could watch them all day, every day. It's what, yeah, if I have right. the TV alone, they're the only three things I'll watch, or movies that I've seen 100 times. Like, for example, on Friday night I was home alone, it was The Little Mermaid. Obviously.
I mean,
we just got Disney Plus and it is my favorite streaming channel next to Binge of all of them.
Yeah, this that all is of you. Them. You should be an ambassador for Disney Plus.
I am available Disney. Anyway, I was also very, very sheltered. I grew up just with my mom and my sister, so it was all very feminine energy. We never watched like action movies or any of that stuff. And so before I moved in with Damon, I'd never seen a Quentin Tarantino movie. I'd never seen a Wes Anderson movie. I'd never seen, I haven't seen any Lord of the Rings or Star Trek or Harry Potter or like any of those things. But I was really resistant at the start, but I really had to bend and be a bit more flexible. And can I just say, Quentin Tarantino movies are very, very good.
Yeah, they're fine.
I mean, I started with Inglourious Basterds, which was like really full on.
Yes, a lot.
But aren't they all?
Yes. I mean, they don't get really better.
And Die Hard. Obsessed with Die Hard. We watched all three in December. The best.
Christmas movies.
Doesn't count. But quite often what will happen is if we can't decide on a series that we're going to watch together.
Yeah.
We have all the streaming services. Yeah. Netflix, Stan, Disney Plus, Binge, Amazon Prime.
Do you have Hey You?
Yes. I will. Obsessed. We will just revert then to watching YouTube. We'll watch like Vice videos on YouTube because we can't come to an agreement on a new series or something to watch. Yeah. That's how bad it gets.
It's a tough time when you need a new series.
Oh,
because
my God.
Once you both have invested in a series, then you know what you're watching.
Yeah.
I.e. Selling Sunset. When that finished, we were shook. Like, we walked around the house with no purpose for about a week.
That was us in Schitt's Creek.
Oh.
Like, you really mourn the loss of the characters in your life and the ritual of being excited to get home after work and have a shower and unwind with dinner, have a lel.
Yes. Have a little, like, moment together where you're like, what are we going to do tonight? Let's be adventurous or not. Let's watch Schitt's Creek.
And it gives you an excuse to stay home on a Friday or Saturday night and it's bliss.
Like, it gives you an excuse to your partner, but if you tell your friends... It's not good. It's embarrassing, but the best type.
Absolutely.
See, ours, so quite the flip side, right? Dean loves reality TV, like trashy.
Which is perfect for you.
Perfect for me. He doesn't like The Real Housewives, which...
I've never actually watched The Real Housewives.
Okay, well, I watch every single... Like, I could go to a Real Housewives trivia night and you could start a question and I'll just finish it. I love it so much, which is great because when he's Fantastic. Out, I can just watch that. So that's amazing. But he loves maths, like, loves it. To the point where he literally texts me before saying, what time are you going to be home? Because this is our life. NRL 360 is recorded, but maths starts at the same time. So which one will we watch first?
Maps, obviously.
Obviously. He loves, at the moment, Below Deck.
Everyone's talking about it, but I haven't watched it.
So I watched it on Foxtel, and then he got little whiff of it, and now we're watching, like, every season.
Perfect.
Back to back to back. Perfect. I get home, and he's watched ones that I've watched. I'm like, okay, calm down. We had four on the go at once. Bliss. But it was like you couldn't stop. Because every night there was something new to watch. We've been watching Jersey Shore. We've been watching Southern Charm. Like, it's just anything
go,
and everything.
Go.
Reality TV.
Yes.
My turn. What should we watch? Pause for 3 seconds to pretend like we don't know. Below Deck. So, blessed in that sense.
Blessed. Very blessed. Well, we're looking for a new series to watch So
could be.
Any suggestions?
I don't think Damon would be feeling below deck.
No. Although we did watch Too Hot to Handle during lockdown, which was amazing.
Francesca's a lesbian now. Have you seen?
What?
Yes.
No.
Her and Harry broke up.
And we were all heartbroken.
Yeah. And now she's a lesbian with some famous girl from the UK. And I think she's moved there. Shook.
Well, she found love.
Yeah, in a hopeless place.
All right, doll, I'm going to throw to the floor and you are the only one on the floor.
Okay. Don't tell people what I'm doing. It's been a big day. Okay, so some things that shit me off because, you know, like the list is long. The number one thing, dead set, still to this day, the toilet. Mm. I don't know about your situation, but my situation is Dean's arms work all day, every day, but not when it comes to leaning over to get the toilet brush and cleaning up
the poop. Stop it. Cleaning off the poop.
I'm serious. Okay. It's a problem.
I was actually, and I kid you not, having this conversation with my mum on Saturday, with my mum. And Damon and I actually have separate bathrooms because I am super messy with my makeup and stuff. Mm. And that is something that is just, I'm never going to change. So the simplest solution was to get a bigger apartment, one that had two bathrooms so we can have one each.
Yes.
So that is one thing. That is one barrier we are yet to break down, but I'm not going to. I don't think we will break it down. I have never gone to the toilet in front of him, and I will never go to the toilet in front of him. A wee, yes, but he wasn't in the room. The bathroom door was open, but we have probably our only boundary is the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, that's our boundary too.
Yeah.
Dean thinks it is so weird when I'm doing a wee and talking to him. I'm like, I'm not weeing on you.
Yeah.
I'm not even weeing near you.
But from their perspective, how could they not be embarrassed that there are skitties in the bowl? You know what I mean?
But I'm also like, how come you can't see them? I can.
Maybe he needs to get your blue light blocking glasses out.
He needs to get his eyes checked. I can't stand it. And I've got like feral stories. But the thing is that I will clean the toilets every Saturday, right? But I'm like, this is, pardon the pun, a shit way to start the weekend.
Absolutely.
And then I get the shits with him because I'm like...
But then you don't say anything.
No, I do.
You do?
I'm like, I've just cleaned your poo. And it's 8 a.m.
Stop with the fiber.
Yeah. And that's what he says. I just eat so much fiber. I'm like, cool. Does that stop your arms from working?
It doesn't matter that you're, you know, making bowel motions. But clean them.
Just clean them up.
As someone who has suffered with IBS for most of her life, I am very good at an inconspicuous toilet.
Yes.
You know?
And that's all I'm asking.
Yeah. It's not too much to ask.
I know. And the excuses, they're wearing thin.
That would worry me too.
I mean, yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Anything else?
Yes. They can't see things. Like, they can't see mess, but you think that they can't. Like, you never think that you're going to be with the guy that leaves a towel on the floor. And you know what? I'm not. But I am with the guy that just thinks that a little, like...
fairy comes into the house when we're at work and cleans the place.
And then he will have the audacity to say to me that the cleaners are coming at a bad time for him. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry that the house is getting... cleaned. Apologies for that. So there's another one. The other one, bins. There's a war in our house.
Is there?
Yeah. No, I'm like, you're home all the time. You can clearly see you've pushed down the bin to just get that last thing in there.
Yep.
But our war is being won by a third party.
The cleaner.
Maggots.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Yep.
It's only happened a couple of times. But because I'm like, I'm not taking it out, and then he must decide in his head, I'm not taking it out. There's been two occasions.
Cue the maggots.
On a Saturday after I've cleaned the shit-stained toilet. where I've had to get the bag and it's like suicide maggots coming off it. And I'm like, ooh.
And they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They just missile project off the bag and you find them in places everywhere. That you did not even know maggots
you're like,
would get
to. Did I drop some rice on the floor? No, there's it's maggots. A maggot. It's the most disgusting thing ever.
I know.
But really satisfying when you send them on their way.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Soz, Maggie.
Soz Mags.
You were never destined to be a fly.
You were born to fly.
See, I do the rubbish, but also because I work 2 days a week from home. So yes. I think I do have the luxury to do the rubbish, but also I like things
the
in
luxury.
Really... The luxury.
God, you're I lucky say girl.
I like things to be in a particular way. And I like things to be clean at all times. And I don't necessarily think that that's fair for me to project that expectation onto somebody else who doesn't have the same for it as I do, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Wow, you've really changed.
I know. 12 months ago. 12 months ago.
You would not.
I wouldn't have even known where the bin rooms were. And then COVID happened and I lost all of my work and I had nothing to do except for clean.
The bins.
And now I'm a pro.
Well, I mean, if we're looking at the positives.
PP could start a third business.
Please don't.
No, God,
the world can't handle that.
So, I mean, there are great things. You do get to come home to, you know, your best friend every day.
No. She's not there.
I'm at my house.
Yeah, yeah. You're actually with your best friend and I'm just at home with this guy.
But for anybody who hasn't made the leap yet, what is the one piece of advice that we should leave them with?
Well, actually, the advice needs to start 20 years ago or however old they are. Dean's 30. So the advice actually needs to go to the parents.
Okay.
Don't do everything for them. Because I'm not going to do everything for them later in their lives. There's only so much. And Dean has been blessed with a beautiful mother who helped him through his life. But he's now not been blessed with a beautiful girlfriend who is going to help him through the rest of his life. So, you know, I think it would be really beneficial for at school there to be like not home ec, cooking and sewing, but like life skills. I want, you know, you might have wanted to do how to change a tire.
Well, example, also because in home ec at high school, they taught us how to make caramelized fruit skewers on a Bunsen burner.
Random.
Not practical. No one has a Bunsen burner and no one wants to eat caramelized fruit skewers.
That is so foul.
I would rather have learned how to clean a toilet.
Yes, but that's what I mean. Like, build that into life the skills. That's the kind of stuff that's going to save relationships.
The divorce rates will go so far down.
Oh, so far. So far. So I think it's actually, an advice maybe to, like, the Queensland government. If I could be so bold.
If you're listening.
If you're listening, Life Skills 101, I'm available. I am now an expert. You wanted an expert. I'm an expert at cleaning a toilet bowl at this point.
I mean, I'm going to like roll off the back of what you're saying. And my advice is just get a place with two toilets because you don't need to put up with that shit.
Boom.
Oh, I thought you were going in for a high five.
Oh, I was going.
That was so awkward.
Okay. Oh, that was better. We're back, baby.
A Podshape production.